There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You don't need to tell me I should have a better system. Like, I could actually, in theory, print out all the copy that I need, but like, say it's my turn to have a live spot, I just do a search and find it, and sort of in like a few seconds,
yeah.
I should be better at organizing all of that. But saying all that, I will tell you that when it comes time to talk to Ross, what I do, I'm finding myself doing every week is just searching Ross Tucker Mayo. Because
and that's how you find it that way.
Like, yeah. if I don't include Mayo, then I could get, maybe I have an email about Ross. His name is in it, and that's not going to help me. I need Mayo to know this year's copy.
That combination is integral to the
Ross,
process. Yeah.
That's an association that is happening right now. On the Wester Hotline, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Hopefully you're getting, mayonnaise from this, Ross. I hope.
I am not getting any mayonnaise, but I'm getting something even more valuable, which is that the company that I work for and you guys work for, Odyssey, they, I'm assuming, are getting compensated from Hellman's mayonnaise, which I'm told is delicious. And as a result, I'm getting some, I guess I'm getting some cheese out of this deal.
They pay you. Yeah,
good deal.
I see how this works. Now,
deal.
Now I get it.
And you being here helps us get paid, too.
Yes.
In a
system.
I love it. Hey,
it all works.
This is a free market economy. Everybody's
right.
We got literally like thousands of more people listen at 5:03 p.m. every Tuesday, WGR. I've seen the numbers internationally on the app. And so I'm glad that everybody can win out of this deal.
Yeah, we've got a good little pyramid going here. My kids got guitar strings that I'm buying with money I get from mayonnaise. All right, I'll stop.
Let's not get political on this election day. It's very important we not do that. Okay, Ross, so Miami may have given the Bills its best punch here, but still comes up short. I want to talk about like just the dominance the Bills have shown over the Dolphins. And it's more interesting to me from the losing side, thinking about having a game like that and, trudging home. Maybe this is sort of the unofficial end of their season. Then we'll talk about Tyler Bass a little bit here too, who makes the 61-yarder to win it. What are the Dolphins, like, or Tua even, like sort of the emotions here faced with another season gone by, probably, where they have not been able to figure the Bills out?
Well, that is almost a certainty, unless they somehow go on an epic run here and end up playing the Bills again in the postseason. You know, I don't know. I wonder if that's how they're looking at it after this last game, because in a sense that game really could have gone either way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't want to say the Bills were fortunate to win it, but really could have gone either way. And so, I don't know. I mean, there's different ways the Dolphins could take it. They could be even more defeated, that this time it was actually really close and came down to the end and they still lost. Or maybe it gives them more resolve that they can be there. They can beat this team. They're good enough to do it, and they just, unfortunately for them this time, they weren't able to get it done. What I do think on a macro level is really interesting, because nothing's been announced yet, but I'm fairly confident I'll be doing at least one Dolphins game on television relatively soon, is that, you know, they're one of nine teams, guys, with only two wins.
Yep.
It's week 10 in the NFL, and some of the teams are like the Panthers or the Patriots or the team Raiders, maybe.
Right.
Teams that people weren't really expecting to be very good this year. But then there's other teams, you know, Cleveland thought they were going to the playoffs. The Dolphins thought they were going to the playoffs. That's kind of a different deal. And I think on some level, the Dolphins could keep saying to themselves, well, when we get Tua back, when we get Tua back. Well, they got Tua back, and then they just lost two heartbreakers on game-winning field goals at the end, back-to-back. And that's the difference between 4-4 and 2-6, which is just gigantic. I mean, you know, I always felt like as a player, 500 or above, you kind of felt like you were in the mix because you knew 8-8 teams that made the playoffs. So you felt like, hey, we're in the mix here. You get to 2-6. I mean, you got to win four in a row just to get back to 500. Now, do I think the Dolphins are capable of it? Yeah, I don't think they're gonna, right? And so they're in a bad spot. I think on some level the NFL is in a bad spot, that there's this many teams and fan bases that feel like their team is totally out of it by November 5th. I mean, that's just, it never used to be like this. I mean, there'd be like two or three teams would be this bad, but most of the other teams would have three or four wins at this point and still feel like they're in the mix.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. I mean, and again, like you said, some of the teams that are there, like Miami and Jacksonville, I would throw in that mix too, was probably thinking they could maybe challenge Houston at least somewhat, and they're hanging out at 2-7. What do you think the way forward is for Miami, Ross? I mean, it seems like Tua and McDaniel, like that's a very good, healthy relationship. And McDaniel gets a lot of credit, I'd say rightly so, for sort of rehabilitating Tua's confidence and like getting him to where he is now. And of course, now they've paid him. But the team success, the team building, and the fact that he, McDaniel, could not find a way to do anything without Tua. I mean, I know you're going to be compromised severely by your star quarterback being out, but you've seen other coaches at least like get by. Even LaFleur, I mean, Green Bay kind of flourished while Jordan Love was out and Malik Willis was playing. I'm not looking for flourish, but the fact that Hill and Waddle were completely non-existent during Tua's absence shines a pretty uncomplimentary light on McDaniel, I'd think.
No question. It's a bad look. And you can say, oh, well, they don't have a good enough backup quarterback. Well, I mean, whose fault is that? Number one. Number two, you know, Matt LaFleur had Malik Willis out here, who nobody wanted. He had him out there winning multiple games.
Right.
The Dolphins, you know, they even signed Mike White and gave him decent money. And they liked Skylar Thompson more. They thought Skylar Thompson was a better fit. And they knew he knew the system. They like him. And none of the guys, Huntley or Boyle, none of those guys were able to move the ball very effectively at all. I guess on one hand, maybe it makes you feel better about paying Tua and having Tua as your quarterback, and it speaks to Tua being able to do a lot of positive things. On the other hand, man, I mean, it's not a good look for McDaniel at all, and I would suggest that it's probably, you know, to your point, any talk about him as like a coach of the year or whatever, that's hard to say when, you know, they're that inept without Tua. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why Stefanski won it last year, is because of what the Browns right. did with Joe Flacco, right? Like, have a backup quarterback that's competent and that you can Because even if they just won one of those games without Tua, you know, they would feel like they're in the mix a little bit. They'd feel like they actually have a chance, but they couldn't, and they didn't.
Right. They lost to Tennessee at home bad. That's not great. With Ross Tucker here on WGR. So I mentioned Tyler Bass, Ross. We've had kind of an ongoing saga with Bass. He's missed a few kicks. There was also an extra point missed in Sunday's game, but almost shockingly, because of the distance, 61 yards, franchise record, to win it at the end of the game. You know, some of the pressure comes off, I guess. I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about kickers with all this happening and just sort of what kind of coaching they get, you know, mentally, whatever it is. And I don't know. I don't think maybe you and I or with Bulldog have talked about in your playing days, just sort of like what the interaction, if that's the right word, is between, you know, the kickers and the real players, if you will. Do you have a thought on sort of like what it might be like for him just kind of going up and down and trying to dealing with, you know, just how a single miss these days can really stand out?
Well, first of all, I must say I have an appreciation for what you said, how you described it between kickers and the real players.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I must say, and that's not meant to knock kickers. I will just say to you guys, we've talked about this before. To me, it's like one of the flaws in the sport. It's one of the weirdest things ever that you have these guys that have the omnipresent threat of danger and injury running into each other about 140 times a game, and then a guy who probably played high school soccer comes on the field at the end and kicks the ball through these poles and determines who wins. Like, it's just like, to me, if we start, I always say, people are like, what do you mean? It's called football. That's the way it is. I'm like, okay, that's the way they started the sport. If we sat down and we decided what to do with the sport now, would people think that would people want that? Would they think that's a good idea? So, I don't know. It would be like at the end of a basketball game, you go to overtime, and all of a sudden, like, the coaches come out and they have to do a half court shot over their head. Like, it just seems ridiculous to me. At any rate, They are.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Part of the group very often. You know, they really do kind of stick to themselves and do their own thing. And I was friends with a lot of them. They're nice guys. And, I mean, it's incredibly impressive what they're – it's literally easier to be a senator in the United States than it is to be a kicker. There's only 32 of them, you know. There's 100 senators. So I have a great appreciation for what those guys do. And I got to be honest with you, I almost always root for them to make it because – I know what it was like when I felt like I cost our team the game when I was with Dallas in 02, and I didn't sleep all night. I mean, I didn't sleep all night thinking that if I had made a better block on that play, we would have won the game. And so for kickers to have that hanging over them, I wouldn't wish that on anybody, especially like the lower the level you go. But even the pros, So I was so happy for Tyler Bass that he made that. And I think that's probably how everybody else felt. I mean, they're happy for themselves that he made it because they won the game and they didn't have to go to overtime and the whole deal. So they're happy for themselves. But I think, you know, they know how the fans have felt about him. They know, you know, that it's been up and down. And so I think that they know how big that was for him as a human being and for his career to make that. And so I think that they're just thrilled for him. And, you know, what I always think is interesting after something like that is how much time does that buy him, right? Like,
right.
How many more misses can he have before they're like, okay, we got to move another direction? Because, you know, I don't know, but he was already kind of on thin ice. And you miss an extra point, that could have been the difference in winning or losing that game. Could have been bad. Could have been really bad. I mean, he might have gone from cut to being the hero within like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, they had already had after, I think it was after the Jets game, because there were missed kicks on both sides in that Monday night game a few weeks ago. The Bills signed, they had auditions, and they signed a kicker to the practice squad, but then midweek last week, they released that guy. And so here's Bass now, first game after that, and yeah, misses an extra point, stoinks another one off of the bar, but it got through. And, you know, luckily they made their two-point conversion to make up for it, too, because, you know, we ended up 27-27 before that final drive, and then he nails the big one, obviously. Do you think, I mean, have you known guys that would get a boost enough to, like, sort of put all their troubles behind them after making such a kick? Like, do you think he's in the clear now, emotionally, mentally, himself?
I don't think anybody knows the answer to that. And I think if they did, they'd be like a trillionaire, right? Like, to get into the psyche of any athlete, but especially them, you know what I'm always amazed by? And you guys could pull this up sometime. It is fascinating. Do you know the return on investment for drafted kickers is absolutely horrendous? it's so bizarre to me. Like, all of these people know that it's kind of a fungible position and that it's such a mental position that it can change drastically and you need to be very careful about, you know, the psyche of those guys. And yet sometimes these guys, they draft them in third, fourth round, fifth round. They go bad right away so often. It's unbelievable. Like, I would never, ever draft a guy just because it's just crazy, that Aguayo guy.
Yes.
Like it's wild how often that happens. Think about how much confidence these teams have to have in a kicker to draft them at all, let alone in the middle round, and say, because if you do that, you're saying, boy, this guy is going to be top 10 in the league right away, and we're going to save money because he's young, got a huge leg, because they go bad so often. And so my point, Bulldog, is like nobody knows, nobody has figured out, nor will they, I don't think, the psyche of these guys. Bass could go on now, and he could go and make the next 20, and that could have been great for his confidence or whatever. Or the next game, he could doink another extra point and then miss another one and be cut. You know, I mean, that's why I think it's fascinating how long his leash is now, because, you know, they won't say this, but you miss an extra point and you stoink another one. That's a big red flag. Like that's a real big red flag and very, very concerning. So I think the fact that he made that 61 yarder, man. Because even if, like, that 61-yarder was way off, too, like, he could have been done this week.
With Ross Tucker, Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. About 3 minutes left. I want to ask you about Washington, Ross. So, 7-2 with Jaden Daniels, a franchise that's just done very little right in many years. I mean, I know you played there for a minute, too, maybe it's that long almost since Washington has been even this good. I wonder if you have a thought on how legit maybe you think they are. It seems like defense has gotten better and Daniels continues to thrive here.
I think they're very legit. Everybody I know that's ever met Dan Quinn or worked with him raves about him. I like him from my interactions with him. So that's a big part of it. But then, you know, we were just having a long talk about the psyche of kickers. I cannot overstate how different it makes every single person in the organization feel when you have a franchise quarterback and you know it. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I played with some – the story I always tell is in Buffalo, we had Bledsoe, and he was good. So late in games, you know, we thought, you know, we were going to win. I played with some quarterbacks that were bad. And so late in games, you're like, oh, man, I hope this guy can get it done. But you're not really thinking he's going to get it done or expecting it. Then I went to New England. And it's like the craziest thing ever. It almost doesn't matter what the score is or what the situation is. You don't think or hope or want anything. Like, you know you're going to win because you have the guy. You have Brady. And by the way, it's a huge reason why the Chiefs win all these close games, because they have the guy. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. But because they have him and because of the track record, they all expect good things to happen, and it's a huge, huge part of it. Huge part of it. And Buffalo has that with Josh, which is one of the reasons why the Bills have been so successful. I think the Commanders have that now. And they already had it with the great start he got off to, but now after the Hail Maryland, forget it. Forget it. I mean, now they believe that guy is going to come through for them in any situation. And when you get to that point, you are really cooking with gas, because that can elevate every other guy on the team. They made a big move today to get Marshawn Lattimore as a corner. And, you know, they're ahead of schedule. I think they thought they had a chance to be good next year, but he's better than even they thought he would be. They're better than even they thought he would be, than they would be. So they made a move now while he's on the first year of his rookie contract.
Sounds great.
I had not heard Hail Maryland.
Me neither.
Prior to just now.
I
so
like
thank
it.
You for bringing that to our show, Russ. I guess we weren't keeping up with the times.
Hail Maryland. Hail Maryland.
Works. Right.
Thank you, Ross. Enjoy the rest of your night and your week. Can you tell us what you've got this weekend for games?
I can, yeah. Just one this weekend. It's my last cable game. I think my last cable game for college. It is UNLV at Hawaii.
Oh.
So it's my second game in Hawaii. And everybody always thinks that sounds awesome, but I'm flying there Thursday night, flying back after the game Saturday night. So that's 24 hours of flying in like a 50-hour period, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm anticipating you still being kind of half-shot next Tuesday at this time when we talk to you.
Yes, I would imagine that the case. And then next Thursday, the week after, I'll have Commanders Eagles Westwood 1 Thursday night, and then I'll have a game Sunday in the booth for CBS. And I know what game that is, but they, I always wait for them to announce it because I think that they like to. So I will wait for that. But I can tell you about next week, because they'll definitely have announced it by next Tuesday at the latest.
It won't be Chiefs Bills. I'm guessing that's, you know, probably safe to say. I don't know. We'll see when we find out.
Yeah, no, they're bumping Romo out and putting me in with Nance for that one.
Cool.
No, that would be that. I forgot that's when that game is. Oh man, that's going to be awesome, absolutely awesome.
Thank you, Ross, for your time as always.
All right, see you guys.
All right, safe travels. That's our Odyssey NFL Insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May yo game day be delicious. And in part by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
We talked to Ross about his first trip this season to Hawaii. And he said some of the same things there, like just how little time there is to actually enjoy it. No offense to Ross, of course. Shouldn't there be somebody in Hawaii who could do those games? You know, right? I'll do it, right? I'm here in Hawaii. You're going to fly a guy from Pennsylvania and back in 2 days?
Yeah. At least get somebody from California.
At least somebody from California, I right? Can there be somebody, all those islands, can there be one guy who maybe right. who could just be like, I got it. I'm right here.
Right.
Save the money. I mean, it's a... Yep. How much does it cost to fly Ross to Hawaii twice a year?
I know how to say all the names and everything. Like, I'd be good. Yeah.
Good for him. 803-0550, Sabres and Senators tonight, pregame at 6 here on WGR.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.